Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing the healthcare pyramid. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Just want to let you know that my new book is due out in the beginning of April called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. You know, this year, over 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. This year, 23 million Americans will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. This year alone. In 1950, there were only 1 million diabetics in this country. This year, 350 million visits to physicians will occur this year. But you'll have 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. That's people who are not strictly MDs, but there are other healthcare providers who are willing to treat their condition as opposed to put band-aids on their problem. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the healthcare pyramid, the thing that most doctors do not concern themselves with, but it's the way the body functions and it's the way the system works. You see, at home, the old saying, if mom ain't happy, no one's happy. Well, mom in your body is your GI tract. That is mom. And if your GI tract ain't happy, nothing else matters in your body. So the pyramid starts with the GI tract, then the adrenals, then the thyroids. And after the thyroid comes, your other hormones like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and your brain. That's how the system works. Unfortunately, in our medical profession, we put band-aids on the GI tract. That means that if you go to a doctor and you have constipation, they give you something for the constipation. They don't try to find out why you have it. You get put on a band-aid. If you have bloating or diarrhea or vomiting, they give you something to take care of the symptoms, but they don't try to find out what is causing the problem or fixing the problem. And that creates a problem. Because there's only one reason why we have the GI tract. We have the GI tract because that is the area where nutrition enters your body. That's correct. Nutrition enters your body through your GI tract. Now, on any given day, as a matter of fact, at this very moment, 70% of your blood vessels are in your GI tract. And 70% of your immune system is in the GI tract. Now, why are they there? Well, because your blood vessels are your highways. They are your roads. So your blood vessels are there because they are there to pick up nutrition to take it to where they need it in the body. I.e., if you need nutrition in the brain, the blood vessels go to the GI tract, picks up the nutrition and takes it to the brain or to the heart or to the muscles or the lungs or wherever it's needed. That is the reason why 70% of your blood is always in your GI tract. Now, 70% of your immune system is also in your GI tract. Well, the reason why is most of the critters, the bacteria, the viruses, the funguses, the parasites, the things that are not supposed to be in your body, gets into your body via the GI tract. Now, I'm going to be a little bit controversial here and say a couple of things. Number one, the GI tract is not inside your body. Yes, I know you think it is. It's actually a tube that runs from your lips to your rectum. You know how I know that? Well, because if you were to swallow a coin right now, tomorrow that coin will show up in your stool. That coin has not entered your body. It went through the tube, which is what we call an assembly line. And through the tube, it went straight through your body. Now, we know it's not in your body because the only things that can get into your body are microscopic things, which you can't even see, that has to get through the tiny cells that line your intestinal walls. Now, the way the GI tract works is that as an assembly line, there are different things that are done to the food you eat at different areas. For instance, any starches or carbohydrates that you eat does not need to pass your mouth because you have saliva. Saliva is an enzyme that's in your mouth that breaks down starches into carbohydrates. That's correct. So if you ate a cookie or a piece of potato or a piece of bread, you do not need to swallow that. In your mouth, your saliva is going to break those down into carbohydrates, and they are absorbed right into the bloodstream, right in your mouth. Next, you have your stomach. There are two functions of your stomach. Function number one is to break down the protein meals that you eat into amino acid. The second function is to sterilize the food you eat. Well, let's take the first one. Break down foods into amino acid. So when you eat a protein meal, the stomach secretes a strong acid, which is hydrochloric acid, pH 1.5 to 2.5. And this acid digests the proteins that you eat into amino acid, and the body absorbs amino acid. Let me put it this way. If you look at your hand, if you gave your hand and a lion bit your hand off, your lion would have a very good protein meals. That's correct. Now, if you were to drop a very strong acid onto your hand, it will make a hole straight through your hand. If you were to drop a mild acid on your hand, it would make your hand red. You see, your stomach only secretes a strong acid if you have food in it. And normally, if you eat a protein meal, within an hour of eating that protein meal, the strong acid digests the protein meals and your body absorbs the amino acids. Now, what are amino acids? Amino acids are put into your body to make things. Amino acids like arginine or alanine is what you get from proteins. Amino acids are required to make cells in your body. So in other words, you cannot make an immune cell without amino acid. You cannot make a muscle cell. You cannot make a lung cell. You cannot make a kidney cell. You cannot make a heart cell. You cannot make a brain cell. You cannot make any cells in your body without amino acid. You cannot make an enzyme in your body without amino acids. So amino acid is very essential to your health. Now, when you take antacids, things like Tagmet or Zantac or Prevacid, those are antacids. What they do is they decrease the stomach acid, and when it does that, it makes it difficult for the stomach to do its function, which is to digest proteins. So let's say that it's now 5 o'clock in the evening, and you are eating a protein meal. If your stomach acid is strong, by 6 o'clock, that protein meal is digested and gone from your stomach, and your stomach stops secreting the acid. If the stomach acid is weak, at 10 p.m., you still have food in your stomach along with the weak acid. And then when you go to lie down, you lose the benefit of gravity. And because of that, the food and the acid gets pushed back into your esophagus. That's a tube between your mouth and your stomach. The esophagus is not protected from acid, so therefore the acid in the food in your esophagus cause burning, which is called heartburn. You go to your doctor gives you more antacids, more Pepcid, more Zantac, and all that does is decrease the stomach acid even further. Rather than taking care of the problem by giving you something called betaine HCL, something that you can pick up at Whole Foods, or giving you digestive enzymes, which helps the stomach digest the food quicker. The second function of the stomach is to sterilize your food. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you eat fruits and vegetables, you wash it off and you think you clean it. But I have news for you. You see, when the fruits and vegetables are out there and the farmers spray it, they spray it with water repellent stuff. This water repellent stuff or pesticide cannot be washed off. If it did, they would have to spray after every rainfall. Do you think the farmers want to spray after every rainfall? No, they don't. So when you wash these things off and you think that you have cleaned them up, guess what? You haven't done a thing. So when you eat fruits and vegetables, they are full of bacteria and viruses and funguses and parasites that normally, if you have a strong stomach acid, you would have been able to digest those. And guess what they're made of? Those are made of proteins. So those critters would have become amino acid, which your body would absorb and use to make new cells. Instead, when you have weak acid, some of these guys get through your stomach into your intestines. Now, the pesticides that are on the fruits and vegetables, guess what? The strong acid destroys them and they're out of your system. Now, next we have our duodenum. In our duodenum, bile, which is made from cholesterol, is secreted, and that digests the fats that you eat into fatty acids, which is absorbed into your body. In your intestines, I want you to think of your intestines like this. Think of your body as a house, all right? And in your yard, you have this green, luscious lawn, all right? That lawn is what you call good bacteria, all right? That lawn is fertilized with probiotics, all right? And so what you want in your yard is a nice, beautiful lawn. So if you have a lot of good bacteria, you have a great lawn, Now, whenever you eat things like anti-inflammatory medications, antibiotics, Zantac or Tagmet H2 blockers, if you're under a lot of stress, guess what? It destroys your lawn. So now you have little spots of lawn that's dry and hard. And guess what grows into those areas in the lawn? Weeds. But what are weeds? Weeds are yeast or funguses and bad bacteria and all the things that do not belong there. They are the weeds. Your goal is to make sure that your lawn is perfect and green all the time by staying away from antibiotics, staying away from anti-inflammatory pain medications like aspirin and Tylenol and Cerebrex and things like that. Decrease your stress level. Those all decrease the destruction of your lawn. Now, in your lawn, you have a lot of blood vessels. And the blood vessels are there to pick up the nutrition. And you have a lot of immune cells there. Again, they're there to pick up, to destroy anything that does not belong in your lawn. You are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, the Growing Younger Show, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA 550 Radio. The call-in number is 210-559-5959, or you can email me at vfwilliemd@twaamc.com, or you can call us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. And don't forget, my new book is coming out in April called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. Today we are talking about the healthcare pyramid. Currently we are on the low round, which is your GI tract. Like we always say, if mom ain't happy, no one's happy. Well, in your body, if your GI tract ain't happy, your rest of your body ain't happy. So we were talking about your lawn, and in your lawn, you have a lot of blood vessels that's waiting there to pick up nutrition to take it to where it's needed, and a lot of white cells which are there to fight off any foe that could enter into your yard. Outside your yard is a fence. Now that fence is called your intestinal lining. Now the purpose of the fence, your intestinal lining, is to bring all the good stuff into the yard and keep all the bad guys out. The good stuff is bacteria, is viruses and minerals. The bad stuff is bad bacteria, viruses, funguses, pesticides, undigested food proteins. Those are the bad guys. Now, what happens is that there is a war going on between your fence and the bad critters outside. And this war is called inflammation. And during this war, a lot of things die. The death of these cells when they die is inflammation. Now, every so often, one of your fence board dies. One of your cells in your fence die. And when it dies, it creates an opening where the bad guys can get into your yard. When they do, your body's immune system is there to fight these bad guys off. And they usually do a good job. But every so often, some of these bad guys get into your bloodstream and they can go anywhere in your body, into your brain, into your muscles, into your bone, into your fat, into your kidneys, into your liver, into your thyroid, and cause autoimmune diseases. Now, autoimmune diseases are things like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, irritable bowel, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, diabetes, high blood pressure, joint pains, muscle pains, depression, anxiety. Those are all autoimmune diseases. And so that's what happens when they get into your bloodstream and they can go wherever you want. So our goal would be, number one, to fix your GI tract. You see, if you're not having a bowel movement every day that's nice and soft, then there's a problem. So how do we do it? We fix your GI tract by, number one, strengthening your stomach acid by either giving you betaine HCl or digestive enzymes and stopping the anti-inflammatory medications, the pain medicine, stopping the Zantac and Tagmet and all of those things, which happen to be the number two best-selling drugs out there. Number two, when you strengthen your stomach acid, then you can get all the amino acid from the proteins you eat, which can then be used from the body to make cells for the brain, cells for the heart and the lungs and the kidneys, and immune cells. We also give something called glutamine, which is a great, it's amino acid, but it's a great food for the cells that line your fence. They love the food, and that gives them strength, just like spinach does for Popeye. And now those intestinal lining cells become stronger and can fight off the invaders a lot better. Once you have corrected your GI tract, the next step would be to take care of your adrenals. But before we go there, let me just talk to you about a few things about your GI tract. You know, you cannot make anything in this world without tools. And your tools for your body is minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Those are the tools for your body. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that when you do something in your body, what's required is either a mineral, a vitamin, or an enzyme. Every second, millions of chemical reactions happen in your body, and every one of them require either a mineral, a vitamin, or an enzyme. For instance, let's say that you were to make a thyroid hormone. A thyroid hormone, T3 or T4. T3 is active, T4 is inactive. Well, to make a thyroid hormone, you need to have zinc, iodine, selenium, magnesium, vitamin B6, B12, and B2. So if you're low in vitamin B2, B6, or B12, guess what you can't make? A thyroid hormone. If you're low in zinc, or iodine, or selenium, or magnesium, you cannot make a thyroid hormone. Well, you know, your GI tract, when it's working in all cylinders, basically it's like the GI tract had a tune-up. And therefore, when you eat food, 100% of the nutrition from the food would be absorbed into your body. When your GI tract is not tuned up, maybe 50% of the nutrition that you eat gets absorbed into your body. So you can say to me, you know, I eat well, I eat healthily, but guess what? If you're eating healthily and only 50% of it gets into your body, then you're wasting your time. The other 50%, you didn't even need to eat. But, you know, it goes further than that. Think about an acre of land, all right? Think about the farmer. In 1950, an apple from 1950 had 10 times the nutritional value of an apple from today. 10 times. All right? Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that you have to eat 10 apples today to get the same nutritional value of an apple that you ate in 1950. Well, let's look at it from another point of view. Let's say that you have an acre of land, and in 1950, you only grew 10 apple trees on that acre of land. Now, there's only so much minerals in the soil, all right? And so that mineral in the soil is shared by the 10 apple trees. So each apple has a portion of the minerals that's in the soil. Now, technology is better, and now that same 1 acre, instead of growing 10 apple trees, we grow 1,000 apple trees on that acre of land. Now, those 1,000 apple trees have to share the minerals amongst those 1,000 apples. All right? And so now each apple now has 1/10 the mineral of what it had previously. So in other words, the mineral content of the foods that we eat is a lot less now than it was before. And if your body's only absorbing 50% of the minerals from the foods that you eat, guess what? You need a lot more of it, or you need supplements to do it. All right? Now, let's also talk about organic versus inorganic. Organic foods are the foods that came from a source which was alive, whether it's a plant or an animal. Inorganic, if I took my hand and picked up a handful of soil and I put it in my mouth, all right, that would not be absorbed in my mouth because that's inorganic. When the plants and animals pick this out of the soil, they convert it to natural organic source, which when it comes to our bodies can easily absorb it. All right, so that's how that works. So when you go to the store and they say that this apple is organic and that apple is not, they're lying to you. All apples are organic because it's from a living source. All right? All vegetation is organic. All right? Now, we are not going to have time to finish our healthcare pyramid today, but we will continue that next week. All right? You are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams on KTSA Radio 550. You can get further information by calling the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the net at www.feel29.com. And don't forget about my new book coming out, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29, Again and Again. You have a blessed day. Thank you.